Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio. Capital Beat.
Hey, welcome in to the Mark Cox Morning Show. I'm Ryan Recker, and we'd like to do a Capital Beat. Put you one-on-one. Get a closer look at what's going on at the Capitol. And joining us now is U.S. Congressman Dr. Bob Onder. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Ryan. Great to be with you this morning.
Well, you have the doctor in your title, which is important to point out because there was a deal made on Thursday with drug makers Eli Lilly and Novo Nordisk to expand coverage to the popular shots that help you lose weight, meant for, I think, diabetes, but it also seems to help treat obesity when it comes to regulating maybe some of that hunger people feel, the GLP-1 receptors. So what do you think about this tactic, using this as a way to drastically lose weight? I think RFK Jr. said 125 million pounds by next year.
Yeah. Well, it's great to be back. It's, as far as what I think about it medically, you know, I think the jury is out. There's no question that a chronic disease, especially obesity and type 2 diabetes and all the diseases, kidney disease, heart disease, stroke associated with those problems, is one of the major health problems in the United States and a major driver of healthcare costs. GLP drugs seem to work. People seem to lose weight. They seem to work for diabetes, and that seems to be a good thing. There are side effects. The deal is really very interesting. We have a very dysfunctional system for pricing medicine in the United States. I remember in my early years of practice, and maybe I'm dating myself, that the average branded drug, the manufacturer was trying to get somewhere between $50 and $90 a month out of their drug. Now every single manufacturer, including these GLP drugs, is trying to get over $1,000 a month out of their drug. Some thousands upon thousands. And the problem is our very dysfunctional third-party payment system many people don't actually pay the price of the drug. So the pharma companies jack up the price, and they have all sorts of schemes through the insurance companies and Medicare and Medicaid and rebates. Those of us who are actually have, say, big deductibles and we're paying out of our pocket, it's very, very expensive. So I think I like this deal. We don't know the details. I hope it helps more people who need this drug get access to these drugs and to get access to them.
So part of the thing that Dr. Oz mentioned with it and looking at the strategy of it, okay, you might be able to minimize some of the other complications that come with obesity, and we do have an issue with it in the United States. So if you start to lose some of these other side effects, I mean, no pun intended, I guess, side effects not necessarily from the drug itself, but the side effects of obesity, some of the other health-related issues with
complications,
it. Then, well, after the fact, you were talking about maybe less of a strain when it comes to medical bills for Medicare, Medicaid. So in the long run, we could see savings to those programs because people are healthier. It to me seems like a long-term thing. I think that's going to mean nothing to people that are looking at the marketplace right now, got screwed over by the Obamacare, and now the prices are so high, they don't know what to do. So I don't know what they're supposed to do in the interim.
Yeah, well, there's no question at all that that Obamacare and a lot of other just bad government policy is what is the primary driver of healthcare costs in the United States. Obamacare, which, by the way, was passed on a rescission bill. The Senate parliamentarian knocked all sorts of good things out of the House rescission bill, the big, beautiful bill this summer. But the Obamacare was a rescission bill. Supposedly, rescission bills don't make major changes in policy. Obamacare outlawed the private insurance market, essentially, and then put all of health insurance under the umbrella of the government. Obviously, Medicare and Medicaid was already there. Obamacare expanded Medicaid dramatically, but it also created these Obamacare exchanges that are now propped up with, very expensive subsidies. But you're right. I mean, those who actually, are paying for their own insurance or paying large deductibles and copays out of pocket, get screwed over. And I'm hopeful. I think these drugs are encouraging. I hope in the long run they lower the rates of diabetes. I also, though, hope that a lot of the other suggested MAHA changes, like healthier diets, less refined carbohydrates, less sugar in our diet, that, those sorts of things will be a more holistic, more natural way to bring down the problems of obesity and diabetes in the United States.
Yeah, and what I found is that there's a lot of things that we're doing that we downplay the harms to it. We, for years, downplay the harms of social media and what it's doing to kids. Currently, we're downplaying the harms of, legalizing AI. Weed and drugs everywhere. My goodness. Sports gambling, people have addictions, they're losing their livelihoods. I mean, there's a lot of things, but at least we're talking about these things. But for the health side of it, we never really honestly talked about the problems that sugars and some of these other things that have been put into our diet are doing to us.
Well, that's right. I mean, in the diet pyramid that goes back decades now suggested that, foods that contain fats and cholesterol were somehow bad. So a lot of food companies said, okay, if I want to take out fat, which, by the way, tastes good, how do I make something taste good anyway? Well, I could load it up with sugar and salt.
Yeah.
That's not good. But yeah, no, the harms of some of the modern social media is just incredible. It turns out that some of the artificial intelligence programs have been encouraging people to commit suicide. I mean, this is just abominable. We need to keep some of these technologies away from our kids. And I think it's time for Missouri to join. I believe it's now over 10 or 12 other states that require age verification for porn websites, so we can keep that very destructive material away from our kids.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Yep. I think a big part of this that it blows my mind, honestly, the amount of pushback on the liberal side when it comes to trying to protect children from things children shouldn't be exposed to. Now, not only were we talking about the dangers of social media and pornography on the internet, you're right, some states have taken further steps to protect kids that way, but we also look at, you know, gender changing surgeries where they're advocating for body mutilations of minors. I just don't get why people defend that.
Yeah, Ryan, I was very honored this year to be asked by the Justice Department to carry President Trump's bill to outlaw gender-changing drugs and surgeries in children. You know, it's I believe 25 states have laws, including Missouri, to outlaw chemical and surgical mutilation of kids. But right, it used to be that the left would say, well, consenting adults have a right to do anything they want with their own body. But now they want to do all sorts of horrific things to children's bodies, including taking children who have anxiety or depression or have been victims of abuse or on the autism spectrum, and lie to them and tell them all their problems will be solved if they only transition to a different gender, if they take chemical mutilating drugs and then mutilating surgeries. No, the left has gone completely unhinged. They're now on the 10% side of a 90-10 issue. But it's time for us to join the UK, Sweden, Finland, Norway, and outlaw the chemical and surgical mutilation of kids.
And I'm sure this might be something that was already on your radar, but, you know, I live here in Michigan now, and there was just testimony this week about it, this very topic. And the one thing that stood out to me is people testifying what it was like when they were taking their kids into these things, and they were under pressure from doctors saying things like, yes, implying they'll take their kids away if you don't follow through with this. Like, it was terrible. But one other thing that they mentioned
in some states, that's true, Ryan, at very least in California and in Minnesota, there are laws that they can take your kids away from you if you don't consent to gender transition.
Right. But one other thing that was very interesting highlight was the way that they said this was coded through their insurance. They said they went in and the doctors in these hospitals were basically coding it in a way to make it look like this was medically necessary procedure in order to trick insurance companies into paying for this. So now they're like, now, wait a minute. Now we might have fraud on our hands. So they're investigating that next. I wonder if that goes on all across these different medical systems that have been doing these type of procedures.
Well, it is. There is massive fraud in this gender transition industry. In fact, we had a hearing in the Senate House Judiciary Committee on this very topic. And there was actually a website for gender transition clinics where they shared their coding tips, the codes used to bill insurance companies, and basically, lied to the insurance companies saying, no, this isn't for gender transition. It's for hypogonadism, in other words, a shortage of your natural hormones. This business is a multi-billion-dollar business, but it is dirty from the start to finish. They coerce parents. They say things, would you like a live son or a dead daughter, implying it's like a done deal that their child will commit suicide if they don't consent to this. Jamie Reed and other whistleblowers have exposed the horrors of this gender transition industry. Look, we need to outlaw it, and then we need to take away the licenses of the doctors who have been exploiting kids.
On the Capitol Beat, Representative Dr. Bob Onder, Missouri's 3rd District, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Ryan. Have a great day.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.